Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous share. What we saw was that the reason Bari Vishem or Bari Yadiv is because, not because it's a Beirul that it proves that it really belongs to him, but because whoever has a stronger Taina wins. That's why Bari is Adif. And the truth is that this, that whoever has a stronger Taina wins, gets the money, is Muskim according to everybody. Just the man, the armor that holds Lav Bari Yadiv, that holds Shem is better. He agrees to this as well. He just holds that Shem is a better Taina, which is going to explain why. That's why the Bari doesn't get it, because Taina Shem is also a Taina. And in this Rav Huna review to argue, and the old Taina Shem is not a Taina B'chlal. And Mela would give it to the Bari. We see this is so from the Gemara Bava Basra 35b. They're arguing over a certain ship. One guy says Shalavaisai, that fellow says Shalavaisai. And then a third fellow comes along and he just snatches it. So we take it away from him. And the Rashbam explains, we take it away from the third guy, from the third fella, because he's not saying anything. He's not making any taina. You're not making any taina. It's not yours, so we take it away from him. And we give it to the first two. Now, the first two also don't have a raya. This says the shalavosa, he says shalavosa. The answer is, at least they're making a taina. You're making a taina, so then we'll talk to you. But we're not talking to the guy, the fellow who doesn't have a taina at all. So you have to make a taina. So the mandamar bari yadif holds it's a taina, it's a better taina, it's a stronger taina, he gets to keep it. The mandamar holds lav bari yadif is because he's saying, yeah, but maybe it's mine. And that beats out the bari, and we're going to explain why. But if the whole taina is, maybe it's not yours, not maybe it's mine, maybe it's not yours, then we don't give it to him at all. You have to make a positive taina that it is yours, maybe. But not that maybe it's not the other guy's. It's not a taina at all. So taina midi in the Shar Mishpat, Kuflamites. He's mevayer that the reason the lav bar yadiv is because ukemana b'cheskas marei. It's because your mam and mom and b'cheskas the bailim. And by Arab, it's not biyado, and therefore it's not shayichu kimona b'cheskes marei. That's why in the case of the ship, we don't give it to the person who snatches it, because there's no kimona b'cheskes marei. So here everybody holds bari as adif. The other two fellows who are making a tain of bari, they're adif. They're preferable. However, in Lashon Rashbam, it's not mashma. In Lashon Rashbam, it's mashma, that the choytev doesn't have a tain of b'chla. That's the only reason. According to the Shara Mishpat, it's because Ukim Mona Becheskes Marei. And here he is, no Chazaka. So you don't give it to him. Lashon Rashbam is Mashma because he has no Taina. That's why you don't give it to him. Because maybe it's not yours, it's Nishkin Taina. And explaining the Machlokas if Shem is considered a Taina or not, right? Rav Huna Rehud holds it's not a taina. Rav Yechanan Rav Nachman holds it is a taina. So the reason Rav Nachman Rav Yechanan the old Shem is a taina is because according to his taina that it's a suffix if he has to pay or not. So the din of Amotz Mechavrel Verayin is Patur Milashali. And if we consider it a taina, even though he's not saying bar, he's only saying Shem because self. Based on accept his taina, his din is to be zeichin the moment because din of the matam Amotz Mechavrel Verayin, and he's making a taina then that the money is really his. Because the gather of Taina's Bari is not only when he makes a Taina that he knows the money is his, but rather as if Bezim would be Makabal is Taina, he'd be Zerch in the Mammon. That's a Taina's Bari, and therefore if he's Muchsuk, if the Bezim is Makabal is Dvorov, that it's a Suffolk, maybe it's his, he's going to be Zerch in Medina Moetz Mechabal Vrai, so his Taina is a Taina, more like a Taina's Bari Gemura. Because according to his Taina, Bezim is going to give him the money. Bezin's makabel his tiny, he's zerch in the moment. And this guy, this fella, Bezin would be makabel his tiny, that I am holding on to it, and B, maybe it's mine. So Bezin makabel it's his tiny, so Mimela, the money is his, he's zerch. In a future Shiro Flu will explain the tour based on this. So according to this, it emerges that it says in the Gemara, the reason of Nachman, I love Bari Yodif, is because Ukimana Bacheskus Murray, he doesn't mean to say that Bari can't be Motzi Mecheskus Mama. When it says Lav Bari Adif because Ukimana Bacheskus Murray, is not because Bari can't be Motzi Mecheskus Mama. What it means is Taina Shema Havyataina Mishim Shatoin Ukimana Bacheskus Murray. The reason his taina is a good taina is because that's his taina. Uki memona becheskes marei. Not that a bari can't be motzi mecheskes mamu, that he has a stronger taina saying uki memona becheskes marei. And according to this, if there's no cheskes mamu, then Rav Nachman would agree that bari adif. Not because the koach of bari is olim gishenu ba'lo hoitzi mamu, but without a cheskes mamu, the taina of the shem is nishkin taina. The Kabbalah the Tainas Bari. And Rav Huna Rav Yehuda hold that Tainas Shem is not considered a Taina because Ein Schiyasa Mamam Nikoach Etzem HaTaina. He's not Zeich Mitzad Etzem HaSafik. He's Zeich Mitzad HaMotzin Chaver Al Varaya. And therefore Tainas Bari Adifa Shuba Litzka Is Bemam Nikoach Etzem Tainasa. So why is Bari a better Taina? Because he's being Bari is being Zeich Mitzad Etzem HaTaina. Whereas the Shem isn't Zeich Mitzad Etzem HaTaina. But Elam Mikoach Hamotzi Mechaver Al Varaya. So Memeila Shem is Nishkin Taina. Nishkin Taina Bari wins. Mashenken, according to the other opinion, Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, the old Shem is a Taina because the Taina is going to make him win. What's it? It's a winning Taina. What's the Taina? Vezin's Makabla. Taina is that maybe it's mine and I'm holding on to it. So that means it's definitely mine. Al Pidin. And according to this, Mekim Tzirik, in the Kashe that we had at the beginning of the previous shir, that we saw in Taisvis, that the din of Bari Adif doesn't work according to Simchus. Taisvis says that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda only said Bari Adif Lagabe Rabban and the Simchus, that they go Basir Cheskes Man with the Mokumot of Asafik Cholkim. And they say, Amotzi Mechaver Ol Varaya. So according to them, the Bari beats out the guy holding on to the money. But according to Simchus, you always split it up. We said we need this to understand this. It's a Kal v'Chomer. According to the rabbis who hold that Olam Koyach HaMuchzuk, the Muchzuk has a Shtarka Koyach, because by Bari and Bari and Shem the Muchzuk is Zeicha. The same old Sechra al Varaya, nevertheless, if it's Bari against Shema. He holds Bari as Adif because the Bari can be Motzi Miyad and Muchzuk. So Kol Shekein Simchus, who holds that the Koch and Muchzuk isn't so strong, because he goes 50-50, so certainly the Bari should be able to be Motzi from the Muchzuk. I'm Chufu Zaymed on this Kasha. That's how we started the year, previous year. So now we understand. We can say this Svar of Taina Shema, Lav Taina. It's only Shach according to Rabbanan, not to Simchus. According to the rabbis, the Zechi in the moment behind the Sufik is not Mitzad Etzem HaSufik. But only because he's Muchzuk v'amotzi mechaver al v'raya. And therefore, this Taina is no Chashivus. B'makom Taina is Bari. If someone's holding on to the money, there'd be no tainus bari. He gets to keep it. Not because of the etzem asafik, but because he's muchzak and a motzi mechaver al varaya. And therefore, this tainus is no chashivus in the place of a tainus bari, because he's not zocha mikoch etzem ataina. Bari is a stronger taina, and this shem is not a taina. But according to Simchus, who holds that the etzem asafik mizakoi subedin chaluka, the safik itself is strong enough to make it a 50-50. Here everybody holds that the taina of Shem is a good taina. It's like a taina's bari. if according to Simchas, Likuli Amalav Bari Adifel Cholkin. In other words, Simchas holds that this Hamotzi Mechaver Al Barai is very stark. Because the Suffolk is Mizaki in the moment. Etzema Suffolk Mizaka Isur Bidin Chaluka. It's the very Suffolk that's already Mizaka this person in getting to keep the item or half of it. And therefore, one person makes a Tainas Shema, he's Zoch in the Mammon. Because what's Tainas he making? He's saying it's a Suffolk. And already the whole Din Chalukah is out Suffolk. The Etzem HaSuffolk is Mzako Seb Din Chalukah. So when he says Shema, he's saying there's a Suffolk here, so he gets to keep half. So Lav Bari Adif. And you split it up because the Etzema Suffolk is strong enough to, that's how Simchas holds, to make you split it up. So Nachanami, he doesn't hold of Alim Koach HaMuchzuk, but he holds that Alim Koach HaSuffolk. And Mela, he's not impressed when one of the guys is Bari. Because he says the Etzem Koach HaSuffolk says to make it 50-50, so he goes with the Shema. The only thing is that according to this, already the guy who's making a tine of Suffolk is saying it's half of it is mine. And the other guy is saying all of it is mine. So on the 50% of it, we should just give it to the guy who says all of it is mine. Because that part everybody agrees is his 50%. And the only argument is on the other 50%, the other half. So there go 50-50, so make it 3/4 to 1/4. So Yesh Li Yashiv. But that's the way Simchas holds. The reason Simchas says, according to Tosfos, that everybody holds that Lav Bari Adif is because Alin Koyach HaSafik. Mimela, he's the Shema guy, the Shema fellow saying, there's a Safik here. Ah, so we don't say Motzim Echavel Varai, we say 50-50 yet. Whereas according to the rabbis, Alin Koyach HaMuchzuk. And the guy who's holding on to it, if it's Bari Ubari, or Shema, whoever's holding on to it gets to keep it. Just the rabbis hold that if it's Bari Vishema, then that beats out the Koach HaMuchzuk. But Simchas holds Gogo Koach HaSafek. As long as one guy tines for Safek, they go 50-50. Mariv Rabbi said, we saw in a flow, so of course there's a Velt Vastuzagin. And we have a long way to go. With the Shem, this Marina Barbena writes on Ksubis. The whole Sefer is altogether 490 pages. So we have many, many great Ksubis parties awaiting us. Please, God, Hashem should give us all life. Thank you so much for listening. And then hopefully in the next year, we're going to go on to the Tainus Niskarti Bebari Vishamo Beni Odeim Paraticho B'moisech. Interessante Zachim. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.